connect routes between trees or install koala exclusion fencing. And give Doggo a bone so they don't get bored, and exercise your dog regularly so it lacks energy to chase wildlife. 4ZZZ cares about our community.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Greens MP Amy McMahon is in a critical condition after a serious two-car collision in Kangaroo Point Monday evening. The crash occurred at 6:30pm at the intersection of Baines and Main Street in Kangaroo Point. Dr. McMahon remains in a serious condition in hospital, but her injuries are not life-threatening. The driver of the other vehicle was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Local charity provider Meals on Wheels is desperately calling out for volunteers after they reported an almost 50% decline at their Queensland branch since the pandemic in 2020. The organisation has recorded that they had approximately 10,000 volunteers before the pandemic, and now they only have 6,500. This decline is significant considering the charity has seen demands grow by 35% since the beginning of the pandemic in 2020. Meals on Wheels Queensland outlined that its focus for 2024 financial period would be on recruiting volunteers and retention. More volunteer information will be online at queenslandmealsonwheels.org. In national news, the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare highlights the severity of homelessness crisis in New South Wales as housing affordability continues to decline across the country. In 2023, Homelessness New South Wales reported that 58 out of the 128 local government areas experienced a rise in individuals seeking assistance from specialised homelessness services. The data reveals that around 1,496 people in the Inner West received specialist homelessness services in 2023, which is an increase of 245 compared to the previous year. To address this issue, Premier Chris Minns allocated around $224 million in the state budget last year for social housing. However, advocates argued that this investment was insufficient at the time. In international news, at least 51 people are still reported missing after a serious landslide in the Philippines raises the death toll to 68. Rocks, mud, and trees slid more than 700 meters down a steep mountainside near the Apex Mining Co. concession, burying an estimated 8.9-hectare section of the Masara community. Emergency responders are still searching for the missing individuals since Tuesday's landslide hit the mountainous Masara village on Mindanao Island. About 50 metres of the land is yet to be searched by first responders. And for your weather today, Brisbane is currently sitting at 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. It is partly cloudy outside and a lot cooler than it was yesterday. And that's all for your news today. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more Zedlines.